Hi, and welcome to RevOps Unboxed, the podcast that dives into the world of revenue operations, brought to you by me, Sandy Robinson, in partnership with Revenue Operations Alliance. In each episode, we'll be unboxing the best practices, strategies, and real stories of revenue operations practitioners to help you optimize revenue operations, grow, and scale your organization. I'm Sandy Robinson, a revenue operations enthusiast with over 20 years of experience in sales, marketing, revenue operations, and revenue enablement. Throughout my career, I've seen how revenue operations can make or break a company, and I'm excited to share my knowledge and insights with you. In each episode, we'll be talking with a revenue operations practitioner who will share their unique perspective on how they've transformed their revenue operations. We'll dive deep into their processes, challenges, and success stories to give you an inside look into the world of revenue operations. We'll cover topics like sales enablement, marketing automation, customer success, and much more. You'll hear from practitioners who have been in the trenches and have the scars to prove it, as well as experts who have the knowledge and insights to help you take your revenue operations organization to the next level. I'm really excited to start this podcast, RevOps Unboxed, going door to door in business parks, trying to close deals. We didn't really have any tools or anything like that. I later became a sales manager and did everything myself, the coaching, all of the sales presentations and everything. As technology evolved and sales teams grew, I think there became a need for a data and analytical person to really get into the tools and help to shape the story. So as a sales manager, I spent a lot of time learning about the numbers, and I really wanted to understand the numbers. I wanted to understand what was going on in the reps' territories. Whatever data I was getting from corporate just really wasn't doing it for me. So I got a hold of the CRM admin and learned how to jump into Microsoft CRM. It was the Dynamics back then. And it was really a way for me to shape my story. And I got really good at it. I got good at presenting it and, you know, applying my sales skills and all my sales training skills to how do I teach my boss how I'm going to grow my territory and scale it and be successful. And even when I had gaps, I was able to teach them how I was going to address the gaps and put together a plan. So after doing this for a number of years, sales managers would kind of come to me and we'd work on decks together. And I had a really great mentor, Sharon Schaffner-Meyer. And she said, hey, you know, there's this sales operations. You'd be really good at it. You should do it. That's how I really got on the sales operations side. I was always into training and teaching and did challenger sales early on and really focused on empowering and enabling people. And it really made sense. And that was the right role for me. You know, I get the sales side. I've been there, done that. You know, in my first sales ops role, I ran sales teams. So I still stayed really engaged with the customer while I was standing up a national sales ops function with the commissions, territories. We went through mergers, acquisitions. So it was really a great time to build something and learn at the same time. And, you know, later on in my career, I went over into the SaaS world. So for the last quite a few years of my career, I've been working with SaaS organizations to help them grow and scale their business. And one of the things that I find is as, you know, you go along the way and you're working in different businesses, you're working with people. And we have a lot of silos in organizations, but, you know, a revenue operations function can really help to bring that together and to bring it back to the customer. So one of the things that I'm really focused on is the customer buying journey. How does the customer focused efforts really work together throughout all the different people that are focused on a deal? And how do you interweave all that technology and get your RevTech set up so you can really have it work together and get the right compensation to drive the right behaviors and have the right training to match up to it and put it all together in the right tools with all this technology. I mean, it's not like when I was selling Yellow Pages advertising where I just had a contract and I'd have three versions of it and I'd fill it out and I knew I could close at least 50%. So if I had two appointments a day, I'd get five deals a week. And I'd stay up at night filling out these contracts, making ads, and it was done. Very simple. It's not that way today. And you know, we have to navigate through the tools. We have to stay focused. We have to work together and really leverage the technology in doing so. So I just really think revenue operations is so critical. And that's why I'm really excited to do this podcast and talk to people who are really, really focused in on making things better and really driving revenue in their organizations.
Thanks for tuning in to RevOps Unboxed. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode.